All right, as we head toward the closing bell, roughly 35 minutes, I want to pay attention to what's going on with Tesla. And it was at the end of last year that Dan Ives actually pointed out that there's going to be a $5 trillion EV auto marketplace. And that Ives says Tesla's going to get half of that, $2.5 trillion, and raise the price target on Tesla to $1,400. In a bull case scenario, $1,800. Don't take it from me. Let's go to Inez Ferrer. She's got much more on what's driving Tesla stock higher.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Dan Ives definitely is the bull of the bulls when it comes to Tesla. And there are, in fact, 22 buys on the stock, 9 holds and 1 sell. But I will tell you that Mark Delaney is another bull, and he's from Goldman Sachs, and he picked Tesla as the top pick for 2022 with a price target of $1,200, increasing his price target to $1,200 on Tesla, which would be about a 16% upside from where you're looking at the price today. And basically, he's saying that this has to do with Tesla being in the best position really to capitalize on the shift to electric vehicles. And just to give you an idea, by the end of last year in China, the market share for new sales of vehicles for electric vehicles was 20%. In Europe, the adoption is now at 10%. And here in the US, it's at 3%. Now that is small, but you have new players on the ground. You've got Rivian, you've got the legacy automakers that all have their strategies and vehicles that they are rolling out. And also Delaney pointing out the just very robust fourth quarter deliveries for Tesla. Just to give you a refresher for that last quarter, Tesla delivering over 308,000 vehicles in 2021. It saw a rise of 87% rise in deliveries to 936,000, more than 936,000. And so this analyst is saying this is a sign that Tesla will continue to sell more cars in 2022 and in 2023 and really be able to take advantage of that EV adoption. And also saying that it's expecting Tesla to increase its margins, taking a look at the ramp up in the Model Y, also citing the Berlin Gigafactory, the Texas factory, and also increasing software revenue in the years to come.
And as Tesla has also just received another preliminary approval in Berlin, this time to build Model Y bodies at that facility. What are the details there?
Right. So Tesla already has a preliminary approval to build 250 vehicles, Model Y bodies. This will be for another 2,000 Model Y bodies. And Tesla has had some bottlenecks in Berlin when it comes to environmental regulators. And there was a commentary that a period that was extended for the public to comment. And as it's awaiting final approval, it has received this preliminary to build more of these Model Y bodies. Now, these are for testing only, so it's not for selling these vehicles, but it's for testing. So it's first got those 250, now it's got these 2,000, and there will be 500 per week. So it's presumed that in about a month, it will be able to build all of these 2,000. But certainly another step forward as it's awaiting final approval, and that final approval for production could come any day now because the government at the end of December had said that it received all the necessary documentation for them to make a decision on it.
All right. And as Inez Ferrer, who doesn't love Tesla, right?